This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone, and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, Emmy surprises on a night like no other.
When Jen Aniston couldn't put the fire out.
That was crazy.
What you didn't see on TV. Plus, we're celebrating with the big winners.
You almost fell off that chair when you heard your name called.
Oh, a lot of emotions happening.
I think we're at a point where you can actually say Schitt's Creek won some awards.
Then, from hazmat suits.
The Emmys were saved.
To at-home fashions. The best moments from inside the stars' mansions.
Yeah, we've been roommates since 1994.
Listen, we knew this was going to be an award show like no other, but the pandemies took the virtual insanity to a new level. Records were set, and there were plenty of surprises, so let's go.
The Emmy goes to Zendaya, Euphoria.
Zendaya, Jennifer Aniston's jaw dropped when you won. She was cheering you on. How does that feel?
Oh, gosh, it means so much to me. I think every single, woman in that category, I obviously admire immensely.
Jen was thrilled for Zendaya, but if she needs a little consoling.
Hi, Aniston.
Hi, Pitt.
There's always Brad. Yep, the Oscar winner was up for a guest star Emmy on Saturday.
Brad Pitt as Dr. Anthony Fauci.
But lost to Eddie Murphy. Jen was on site at Staples sharing this behind the scenes before going home for a mini Friends reunion.
Look at this, Courtney Cox. Courtney's there?
Yeah, of course I'm here. We live together. We've been roommates since 1994, Jimmy.
But I thought that was,
is this live TV?
Unbelievable. Hey. Lisa Kudrow, you live there too?
Yeah, where else would I live?
Jen also shared a few Emmy night secrets, her pre-show mask, hairdresser touch-ups, and the after party with her pups wearing pearls, Clyde and Sophie. Zendaya's win was a well-deserved surprise, but in our book, the 24-year-old deserves another award, Best Emmy Reaction.
How are you? Because you almost fell off that chair when you heard your name called.
I'm doing well. I'm doing pretty good.
What does this moment mean to you? Because you are now the youngest woman to win in that lead actress category.
I don't even know how to describe how I feel right now.
We've been there for Zendaya's incredible transformation. Jetpacking with her as a teenager and a decade before her edgy role in Euphoria, she was dancing and giggling in her first ET interview back in 2010.
I did hip-hop dance, which was a lot of choreography, when I was about 8.
Now to another historic surprise.
Schitt's Creek!
Schitt's Creek!
Schitt's Creek!
A record-setting 9 awards tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
I mean, to me, it means that the work that everybody has put in over 6 years has, you know, paid off royally.
Dan Levy and his dad, Eugene, also become the first father-son duo to win Emmys in the same year.
Daniel Levy, who took our show and brilliantly guided it.
The best thing about it is I get to work with my boy here, which is absolutely great.
And I was going to say there's a comfort level in the communication.
This was Catherine O'Hara's second Emmy. Her last was 38 years ago when she and Eugene won as writers on SCTV.
Does this mean that there will be some kind of return or maybe a movie?
We went out on a good note, and it would take a really freaking good idea to top whatever just happened right now.
Have you checked
right
your inbox, though? Because a couple people here may have sent a few ideas.
Okay. TBD, we'll continue the conversation, I guess, tomorrow.
And where's the guy in the hazmat suit who gave out all those awards? Did he just come to Canada? He came with a lot of awards up there.
It was actually
it was a
lovely
she.
Lady.
It was a lady.
And she's still here. Yeah.
The poor hazmat suit just completely fogged up, and I watched her panic before each award going out. Just trying to, like, clear the hazmat suit so that she could see her way to the podium.
She probably just partied with them all night.
Today, we spoke with a hazmat guy stationed at Reese Witherspoon's house wearing one of 27 custom-made tuxedos from this costume designer.
It's like a plastic pleather, as you can see. And we just did the two-tone with the shine to give you, like, the shawl collar of the tuxedo. We wanted everybody to have a good laugh, you know? If you won or you lost, you got to have a good giggle when they came and went.
No matter if you win or lose, there's someone outside or in your home with an award.
So what did Carrie's face look like as you walked away?
This is Chris.
Hello, Chris.
In the hazmat suit.
Billy Porter and Rachel Brosnahan didn't win but invited theirs in. Rami Youssef simply got a goodbye wave from his. Pulling this off in a pandemic required a ton of coordination. 130 video feeds from locations in 20 cities and 10 countries, the stars operating their own camera kits, well, most of them.
My whole equipment didn't arrive. It's still stuck in the German customs.
Other snafus?
Wait.
Got it.
This fiery moment with Jen and host Jimmy Kimmel had people sweating behind the scenes.
That was crazy.
Were people freaking out?
Well, a little bit, but she handled it well. But people are definitely like, yeah, what's going on?
D-Nice, famous for his club quarantine on Insta, DJ'd the night in lieu of a live orchestra, but that wasn't all.
It's D-Nice here with an Emmy delivery update live from the Staples Center.
When I received the script where I was, like, actually talking, I don't know, it was kind of surreal, you know? Like, I was nervous until I played the last song.
But did you get a chance to, like, kind of mix and mingle at all?
Yes, I did. You know, I mean, I didn't talk to Zendaya much, but, you know, just briefly. But social distance, of course, we respected it.
Safety first for the presenters, too. Tracee Ellis Ross got a COVID test from her car on the way in. Jason Sudeikis got one on stage. And the remote-controlled exploding Emmy box kept a few winners safe. RuPaul became the host with the most wins. And John Oliver got his fifth award in a row.
Thank you so much.
Could you tell by the weight of the box that you had won?
No, it is a very heavy box, but I don't know if you can see from this what I'm carrying in terms of upper body strength, but everything is heavy past a certain point for me, so I had absolutely no idea.
So what was in the loser's box? A sparkling wine.
What's that worth? What's the price?
$28.
$28 bottle of champagne.
There weren't any consolation prizes for the cast and crew of Watchmen. The HBO limited series received 11 awards, the most of the night.
Excuse me?
This is so freaking weird.
Leading lady Regina King is now tied with Alfre Woodard for the most acting Emmys won by a black actor. She was pretty much speechless.
My brain, you know, kind of went blank.
Thank you, Television Academy, for choosing me.
Regina and fellow winner Uzo Aduba both used this moment to highlight social injustice. they honored the late Breonna Taylor on their shirts.
When I saw my sister Uzo had on the same shirt, it was a confirmation that this was right.
As celebratory of a night as this is, Kevin, I didn't want to forget what's happening outside.
Uzo won Outstanding Supporting Actress in a limited series for her role in Mrs. America.
I'm not interested in another run that's viewed as symbolic.
Uzo had one of the most candid reactions to hearing her name called.
Uzo Aduba.
Wow, Mom, I won! Oh my God.
Mom! Mommy!
Wait a minute, where's your mom? Where's your mom?
She's downstairs.
Oh, your dog's in there too? Your dog's celebrating?
That's my dog. He just wants everybody to know he's here too.
You also have another big deal coming up. You're doing Friends, the Black Friends.
Tomorrow night in the Zoom where it happens, Uzo joins an all-black cast for a table read of Friends.
You are Phoebe, correct? Tell me about it.
Yes. I mean, Sterling as well, you know, a bunch of great talent.
Sterling K. Brown will take on the role of Ross, and last night he presented the most coveted award of the night.
The Emmy for Outstanding Drama Series goes to Succession.
HBO's Succession took home 7 Emmys, and check out Kieran Culkin nailing Big Brother Macaulay's Home Alone face. The other big award of the night, the Governor's Award, which was presented by Oprah.
He's my brother, and this year's Governor's Award recipient, Tyler Perry.
This is amazing. I didn't expect to feel this way.
Overwhelmed by the magnitude of the moment, Tyler delivered a passionate speech about making it in Hollywood on his terms.
My mother couldn't imagine me actually building my own door and holding that door open for thousands of people. Black people, white people, gay, straight, lesbian, transgender, diversity at its best. God bless you. Thank you.
I'm so happy for Tyler. That is his first Emmy. Meanwhile, Ellen DeGeneres has 33, but all eyes were on Ellen today for a very different reason.
There were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show.
Her apology and changes after controversy.
Things happened here that never should have happened.
Then, do you remember? It's the 21st night of September, and only we're with the legendary Earth, Wind, and Fire.
We're like pinching our own self.
Plus, dressed down, but still glam, we're with the stars showing off their Emmy fashion.
One cannot skip the carpet.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
That is a sneak peek at Drew Barrymore's show tomorrow. She gets into a candid conversation with her good friend, Gwyneth Paltrow. Wednesday, Drew has Stephen Colbert. And on Friday, she will reunite with her ex-husband, Tom Green, who Drew hasn't spoken to in nearly 20 years. Can't miss that. Meanwhile, Ellen kicked off season 18 today, and she addressed for the first time the accusations of a hostile work environment.
There were articles in the press and on social media that said that I am not who I appear to be on TV because I became known as the Be Kind Lady. The truth is, I am that person that you see on TV. I am also a lot of other things. Sometimes I get sad, I get mad, I get anxious, I get frustrated, I get impatient, and I am working on all of that. I am a work in progress.
ET has learned Ellen herself wrote the almost 5-minute apology that was pre-taped last Wednesday in front of a virtual audience. Portia was there too, just off camera. And as Ellen walked off stage, the crew applauded. It was an emotional moment for everyone.
I take responsibility for what happens at my show. This is the Ellen DeGeneres Show. I am Ellen DeGeneres. My name is there. My name is there. My name is on underwear.
A source tells ET that on set, Ellen seems more open with staff. The vibe was more positive and enthusiastic.
I am so sorry to the people who were affected.
The 62-year-old referenced changes at the show. That includes the firing of 3 executive producers and show DJ Twitch's new title.
You are now my co-executive producer.
A lot of things that need to be addressed. We're still going to enlighten the things that need to be enlightened with laughter, love, and light.
Today, we are starting a new chapter.
really looking forward to seeing Twitch in his new role. All right, now if you thought that there might not be any Emmy fashion to talk about this year, well, no red carpet, no problem. The fierce fashions from home.
You guys, we're getting ready for the Emmys.
And who made PJ's glam?
Dinner's ready.
Plus,
do you remember?
Only we're with Earth, Wind & Fire. Why they're bringing back their biggest hit.
We could never imagine that this song was gonna become the global favorite that it is.
The marvelous Mrs. Maisel star Rachel Brosnahan called her Emmy look pajamas, but make it fashion. I love it. You know, the PJs are actually going to be auctioned off for charity. They are custom designed by Christy Rilling, and Rachel paired them with nearly $1,400 satin mules by Roger Vivier.
Can we also give props to, this is her husband Jason and their dogs Nikki and Winston. Full family coordination on the outfit.
You got to coordinate
when
the Emmys are at home. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously there was no red carpet this year, but the stars really did still bring the glamour.
They did, making it an unforgettable evening of pandemic fashion.
No carpet, no problem. Thanks to these stars, Zendaya gets our award for the best two looks in one night. Check her out, working a purple and black silk taffeta number while presenting, then winning her Emmy in a custom Giorgio Armani gown with giant polka dots and a bejeweled top. Regina King gave us the best red carpet replacement, rocking her sapphire blue Schiaparelli gown on a rooftop. And look at the detailing on the high-low skirt.
One cannot skip the carpet!
Tracee Ellis Ross served best diva moment, pretending there were paps as she showed off her tiered gold Alexander Vautier gown. Her blackish daughter, Yara Shahidi, did a quick teeth check before presenting.
Okay.
Yara stunned in a light pink jeweled Prada gown with black ostrich feathers. And we're giving the 20-year-old our Keeping It Real award for showing us even stars do hair removal.
Oh, God. Okay.
Jennifer Aniston is our loungewear inspo, chilling with champagne while wearing a $665 PJ set before slipping into a sleek black Dior dress to present. Back at home later, she switched it up, getting comfy in a silk robe. Jen's bestie, Courtney Cox, also kept it casual during her big cameo, and Queer Eye's Tam France helped pick her outfit.
This or option two?
Courtney went with the first look. Reese Witherspoon was classic in an LBD by Louis Vuitton.
You guys, we're getting ready for the Emmys.
While her Little Fires Everywhere co-star and date, Kerry Washington, had little flowers everywhere. Kerry's nails matched her Oscar de la Renta dress. She later slipped into a beaded leopard print number by Dolce & Gabbana. And yes, the nails changed too. Mrs. Maisel's Alex Borstein gets the award for being a full-on mood, lounging on her bed in silk lingerie, while Sarah Paulson made it a date, supporting nominee girlfriend Holland Taylor.
Hey, it's Issa Rae. I'm at the SoFi Stadium.
And Issa Rae gets our award for best after-party dance. Getting down at LA's new SoFi Stadium, the Insecure star paired her bold and bright Sergio Hudson gown with comfy sneakers.
Issa, you're winning in the game of life. More fashion. You know, Earth, Wind & Fire has been on fashion's cutting edge for nearly five decades. Lots of colorful, amazing costumes and a few forgettable fashions. Look, the 80s were tough on everybody, but their music is timeless. It is an important day for Earth, Wind & Fire, the 21st of September, which is very, very important.
Do you remember?
Hello.
21st night of September.
Do you remember? 21st night of September.
Look, you just can't help but sing along when you hear it. And now this six-time platinum song sounds fresher than ever thanks to a new remix. What is it like to have a song that is so iconic that you can bring it back, remix it, and a new generation falls in love with it?
Man, well, you know what? We're like pinching our own self. We could have never imagine that this song was going to become the global favorite that it is.
You know, and we're so blessed that, you know, if you can get one hit, one song that people would know in your career, as Ralph always says, we got a song that the whole world knows.
Do you remember the 21st night in September?
I want
want to take you back to last year. You guys were honored at the Kennedy Center. The Jonas Brothers, John Legend, Cynthia Erivo. What was that like, and what emotions did that bring up?
That was one of the most incredible weekends we've ever had in our whole career. As we dance through the night, remember. You know, they say that receiving the Kennedy Center honor is equivalent to being knighted in the UK. Earth, Wind & Fire music is all over the world. In fact, every 1 minute and 38 seconds, somewhere on the radio on the planet Earth, an Earth, Wind song is being played. And we will live together. There's only two other people that can probably make that same statement. That would be Elvis and the Beatles. Oh,
yeah. The band played at our ET Emmy Bash back in 2005, and tonight, there's another three-hour party on their YouTube channel celebrating their legendary music.
The DJs are going to come together and just kind of, you know, surprise us and do some things that are special.
To all the young folks out there, if you do not have Earth, Wind & Fire on your Slow Jams playlist, you're clearly messing around. Just ask Nelly. He knows. That's why he will drop a little EWF when he hits the ballroom on Dancing with the Stars this week. And ET was exclusively inside the rehearsal. We will have that for you tomorrow, but we're a long way from done here tonight. Coming up, the Emmy losers' reactions. Who lost but won the internet?
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
It was so much fun watching the winners at the Emmy celebrate because it felt so authentic. But what about the losers? Well, thanks to the nominees all being at home, we got a true glimpse into what they were going through. Comedian Nick Kroll shared what would have been his acceptance speech, except he couldn't stop sobbing. On the other hand, Sterling K. Brown, well, he looked at the brighter side.
I got to dress up a little bit. I'm not out too late. I got to go home at a reasonable hour because I got to be at work in the morning.
Mrs. Maisel star Alex Borstein got sexy and faked outrage from her bed. And Christina Applegate just lashed a big L next to her hazmat dude. Christina, relax. You're not really a loser. You already have an Emmy for your guest stint on Friends. Take care, everybody.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.